For each of the past 52 years, R&D Magazine has compiled a list of its choices for the 100 most technologically significant products introduced into the marketplace in a year's time. This year's R&D 100 was announced last week, and Fayetteville-based Arkansas Power Electronics International, or APEI, was included. The company's silicon carbide-based plug-in hybrid electric vehicle battery charger earned the award. Friday afternoon, the company, founded in Fayetteville in 1997, held a small celebration in honor of being recognized for what some call the Oscars of Innovation. Alex Lossetter, the president and CEO of APEI, says the battery charger the firm has put together with its partners represents a change for the electric hybrid vehicle industry. He says their development will allow a Prius owner to plug into the wall and charge the battery system.
Most of the hybrid electrics aren't plug-in systems. They are what we call regenerative energy. And so you're out driving around, and when you hit the brakes and slow down, that's what recharges your battery. What has made this special is that over what Toyota's technology today is, we've made things 10 times smaller and lighter, and it's more energy efficient than what Toyota presently has in the Prius.
This project is 3.5 years in development, and Ty McNutt, the company's director of business development, says while there is still more development to be done on the charger, the possibilities for what it might mean are dramatic.
This has the potential to change the way plug-in hybrids and electric vehicles are being used, and hopefully get users over the range anxiety of electric vehicles. They want to have the comfort of being able to charge anywhere, charge fast, charge efficiently, and that's what new technologies such as this charger enables them to do.
Friday's announcement included specifics about the charger for engineers, but also a very simple, tactile demonstration of how APEI's charger improves on the current standard, a large silver charger rested on a lectern. This, explained Ty McNutt, is the older charger.
It uses silicon technology that is limited in temperature and switching frequency capability, so you see a much larger system. It also has to have a cooling fan to cool down the electronics.
Next to it, a sleek, much lighter, and much smaller black piece of equipment. This is the one developed by APEI.
Ours is obviously 10 times smaller, lighter weight, can do much more power, 3 to 4 times more power than the silicon version. So that enables the end user in the application, the Toyota Prius, to charge the batteries on the Prius 3 to 4 times faster than what you could with existing technology.
The range of markets possibly affected by this breakthrough include not just electric vehicles, but also renewable energy sources, boats, solar power, wind power, and military vehicles. To make it to this point, APEI utilized the talents of several individuals and groups. By the time Alex and Ty had asked each of the engineers involved to stand up with them, there were nearly a dozen people standing up. Also part of the development, the University of Arkansas for integrated circuit work, Oak Ridge National Laboratories for more circuitry expertise, North Carolina-based Cree Incorporated for semiconductor chips, and Toyota. Alex Lossetter, the president and CEO of the company, says now that the feasibility of their charger concept has been proven, the next step is to advance the technology into manufacturing. Friday, he was asked how an engineer or a team of engineers knows they're on the right track to a product that can crack the R&D 100 list.
That's a really good question. We're always, as a company, we're pushing the limits of the technology. We're always trying to get not to the next level, but the level beyond that. Sometimes you're successful, sometimes you're not, sometimes you fail. You learn from your failures, and you pick up and you push forward on your successes. And we're always aiming to achieve that. We don't always accomplish it, but sometimes, like this case, we do accomplish it, so it's exciting.
So when, then, does the work reveal itself to be a success? That question has a very simple and very understandable answer.
When you flip on the power switch, and it turns on and it runs and everything's running right, that's when you know you've got something.
APEI was founded in 1997 and is the largest company affiliated with the University of Arkansas at the Arkansas Research and Technology Park. It is rubbing shoulders with some familiar corporate names on this year's R&D 100, including American Standard, Hitachi, Los Alamos National Laboratories, and MIT. The company was previously included in the 2009 list for its work on a high-temperature silicon carbide power module. And last year, Springdale-based Manotech was on the R&D 100 list. Ty McNutt, the director of business development for APEI, says there is work left to be done with the charger, but the technology could be a game changer because it reduces weight in the vehicle and gives users the flexibility to charge a battery quickly, like at work, for example.
And then go to lunch on an electric charge, saving fuel, saving space in the vehicle, and really changing the way onboard battery chargers will be implemented in the vehicle, and as well opening up other applications from golf carts to heavy vehicles to anywhere you have a battery to be charged and you need a smaller, lighter weight, more efficient technology.
You can read more about APEI and their silicon carbide electric vehicle battery charger at the company's website, apei.net.